What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com. You stumbled upon episode 236 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor and go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and give us a little like over there. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. And most importantly, we need you to come hang out with us in Jugheads Incorporated, the best little Facebook group of people being wrong you ever did see. Specifically you, Ian Brown. What was that, Logan Barnes?
Savage.
Savage. It was savage.
Yeah. Prison rules.
It's 1201 prison time up in here. That's
yes,
what it
sir.
Is. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. You've been VRing?
Yeah, I have. Quite a bit.
How's the AR compared to the VR?
I like VR a lot.
Yeah, probably more than the AR.
I guess.
Yeah. And James Stratton's joining us with us this week.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? Is that it?
Love this song.
It's a good song. I really enjoy the song.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Matt Wood's here with us today.
Hey!
How about that? Elizabeth returns.
Welcome back,
yeah,
Matt!
Here we go.
That was a great intro, James. Yeah. Good job.
I
can really feel the energy coming off of you. Right
high
now.
Energy. Nothing but high energy out of James Stratton.
Look, I've had a little bit, and I blame
of
him.
Fun.
You've had a little bit of time,
a little bit of fun. And I blame Matt.
And you're walking on sunshine.
Well,
I guess I held a gun to your head, didn't I?
You did.
Okay.
You took the gun away from me, pointed it at my head, said, have fun.
You are a grown man. You're a grown man. And
you make your own choices.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. This is your adventure.
Turn to page 42, James.
You can't make me.
And rip it out and throw it in the garbage because that is
because
what we're
doing. Worthless.
I have a whole bunch of those.
Because that page is worthless. That page of your life is worthless.
No one cares about your adventure.
God, thanks, guys.
We're just going to dig into you right off the bat.
I'm going to cry.
So it's good having you back this week, James.
Less than 100 pages, most of them are bad endings.
I've been here. He's the one that's been gone.
I was going to say, has James been gone?
Yeah, no, he's...
No, I've been here.
He's fun. Ian has mono. If he...
we're going to put that out.
Yeah, if he can,
I just want to say right off the bat, I'm glad Ian's not here.
Why is that?
I can't stand that guy. Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, I hate
man.
Him, too.
You know,
Matt.
Is that the reason that you left the show?
I think that maybe they're the same person.
Oh, is that
and,
it?
And we just don't ever see them in the same room.
Do you have an alternate identity?
Do I?
Ethan Macaroni?
Is Ethan Macaroni?
I don't have mono. I'm not gross.
Yeah. Well, if he can keep his mouth out of other people's mouths, he may be back on the show next week, so we'll see about that.
Whenever I heard about it, I was
he's not going to listen to this because he's not on it.
Yeah, that's
instantly
right.
Instantly reminded me of Wayne's World, and when Wayne was like, you know, when I was in high school, I thought I had mono for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Turned out I was just really bored.
And lazy.
When he was like, turns out it's mono, I was like, are you like 12 again? Yeah. Or,
can you get mono in your 30s?
I don't know. It's a kissing disease. Yeah. So this week's episode is about mono. But it's not because we're not
kissing diseases.
What I do love about Ian when he admitted it, he was like, guys got mono. You know me, lady of the night and all. I was like, well, that's
shut
what
your mouth.
I was like, accurate. So
he did not say that.
I'll scroll back and look
he
and see
said,
what he said.
You know me. I'm a mob dink.
You know me, I put my mouth on everything.
That's not at all what he
hashtag
said.
Hashtag macaroni.
Mob dink.
So much work for the gov to do in the first few minutes
it's
of this podcast.
Because Matt's back. He makes us
first,
do it.
First few minutes, so yeah.
We've been so good because Matt's back.
You know, we've actually been kind of good the past couple of weeks.
Cheese tangent.
Broken
would you like to talk about cheese?
Sure.
No. No, because that
I
didn't exist.
I had a cheese adventure today that I'll tell you about later.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's not talk about cheese, but we can talk about being super fans of things. You might be a super fan
super
of cheese.
Super fan of cheese!
Love that Gouda. Love it.
You know, there are people who just like, they really get into the cheese.
Steve Urkel.
Jesus Christ, that's too much cheese. Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel taking over again, guys.
No.
Here it comes, guys. Here it comes.
Here comes
what
the cheese.
Stephen Q. Urkel? What was the Q?
I don't know. I think that was just to like make him sound dorkier. To
email
which
us. Tell us what the Q stood for.
Jalel Urkel or whatever your name is.
Jalel White?
Jaleel Urkel. That's a surefire way to get him not on the show.
Really thought his last name was Urkel, guys.
Nope, it's White.
He also doesn't sound anything like that.
No, he has like sweet tones that come out of his mouth.
He sounds like Stefan.
Oh. You know, he did that like the Kia commercial or whatever that one.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Did he do a Kia commercial?
Yeah, yeah, it was like a car commercial.
Did it come out of the Kia or was it like Fiat?
I think it was maybe Subaru.
It might have been. It was some car commercial. But
did
he
come
there.
Out of the machine and he was like, "Hi, I'm Stefan."
Like, no, he was just like a regular guy that we had to, you know, was like had to believe he was a regular dude.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. He has a very distinct face.
It's hard to come back from Steve Urkel.
Yeah. You know, I always wondered, though, if they're going to do, like, a Family Matters of, like, the Full House reunion.
Well, if they do, we'll sing
Family
the theme
Matters
song again.
I was a huge fan of Family Matters.
I wish they would do that again.
Well, I watched a ton of episodes of that.
Or is Carl dead, though?
No, he's still alive.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, you could do Fresh Prince.
Carl Winslow!
Oh, yeah, because Shredder's dead.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil.
He was on this weird, like, I think it was an NBC show.
Carl Winslow?
Back. Yeah.
Are you thinking of Eddie?
He's only Carl ever Winslow. Been a cop in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah, Die Hard 1 and 2, cop.
Yeah. He was in Die Hard.
1 and 2.
You know what? I think I knew that because I think that was on an episode of I Heard That Was Good. I think it was episode 150.
No,
it wasn't. It sure wasn't.
Shots fired.
We karaoke'd their podcast into closing.
God, that's so true.
But okay, well, that's my jam of the week.
We'll get back there. So,
I'll tell you about it.
So this week's episode is about super fans. Emily recommended we do this. Talk about some stuff that we all.
So it's Emily's fault.
Yeah, it is because we didn't have anything else to do. Stuff that like you really
really because
we quit caring,
guys. Yeah,
because Logan and I have been trying to get together to plan like a whole
and
year.
We just haven't.
Yeah,
because he's all up in VR's butt.
Yeah,
I've just been busy. Like,
I've been all up in
busy.
I'll tell you. I ate more cake and cheesecake in one day last week, and I should be a super fan of Campbell's Bakery in Jackson.
Cheesecake's my favorite cheese.
Oh my God! It's like, well, we got to take product photos. So
it's
Mitchell,
creamy cheese.
Mitchell,
I
thank
do
you.
Love cheesecake.
Mitchell, thank you when you hear this for
Swiss cheesecake.
You know,
it's got holes in it.
Anyway, so Logan,
give it
cheesecake.
To me.
Logan, what are you a super fan of besides tea cakes, pedophores? Cheese.
What's
Wait,
a pedophore?
What?
Pedophore is like a small white cake with a sweet frosting.
I thought he said something
Whoa,
else.
Oh, okay.
Not nearly as delicious as a pedophore.
It's spelled like P-E-T-I-T.
Petite four.
Petite four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petite four.
Like
yeah,
the elite
yeah,
four from Pokemon.
I pity the four.
Who don't get in my mouth because it's good. So, Logan, what are you a super fan
God.
Of?
Oh, God. Are we starting this?
Yeah, we're starting. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This is a podcast.
A lot of things.
Okay. So, like, you probably are, like, the biggest fan, like, of anime and robot building and stuff
do
like that.
Do you like the anime?
What's an anime that
like
you're
anime.
A super fan of?
Gundam. I really
like
enjoy
Gundam?
Pretty much every Gundam
series.
Because
I build
them.
All the little models.
I do. I have tons of Gundam
Why
models.
Why do you got to make fun of stuff that he likes?
Because
what is your problem? Because
I was at one of the stores that he was talking about, and I've seen how much they cost.
God, it feels good to have someone defend me.
I've seen how much. I've seen how much your TV costs.
The balance of this show is all wrong. Flipping it on its script.
Everything's all messed up.
Yeah. So
you're supposed to make fun of him,
James. You spend so much money on dumb.
Bob Dean.
Let Logan spend money on stuff too. God, so you like Gundam?
Yeah.
I do. I really
Good.
Enjoy yeah. Gundam.
Good.
Yeah.
Gundam, Zoids, all those weird Japanese robots.
You tell them the Gundam, just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like you're very particular about it though, because I'll be like, hey, look, I found this robot in this bookstore, and you're like, no, that's crap.
It's got to come from Japan.
I can like tell him what the model of the robot is and like where it's from. I'm like, no, I don't want that model.
He's like the guy on Pawn Stars. I'll give you 50 cents.
I'm going to bring in my expert on plastic model robots.
Yeah.
Well, like at the shop in Murfreesboro a couple weeks ago when I was up there, I text Logan. I'm like, I'm at this shop. And he was like,
Have you ever been there?
And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, they got some of these models. How do you spend this kind of money on it?
Yeah.
Because they were like this big and wanting. And I'm holding up my hands like people at home can hear or see it. But, you know, and I was like $300 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of their stuff is like Warhammer stuff. A lot of the stuff that I get is.
No, this was Gundam stuff.
Oh, okay.
They had Gundam.
Yeah. A lot of the Master Grades, if they're the rare versions or limited editions, will go for $200.
I assume for that price, I can ride in it, correct?
Yeah. It's got a grow button. You can hit it.
It's going to, like, like integrate with my car.
That's the sound of maybe.
I guess it. I guess the rarity determines the price of it.
Yeah, they do.
And how handcrafted it is.
How
handcrafted.
Well, you shut build, up you, and let him talk.
I was about to say, don't you have to build them
yourself? Yeah.
Okay. They're not handcrafted.
The big draws for models are they popular? Do they have multiple versions of the model or print runs? Mm-hmm. If it's like a limited print run that becomes popular later on, those are way more expensive.
Well, that's how Transformers
is. And then,
are they metal?
No, they're plastic.
They're
plastic. Some have metal parts.
Okay.
But they're mostly plastic. And were they web shop exclusives? A lot of the time in Japan, Japanese markets, they will sell them.
Web shop? Yeah.
Well, that's
Spider-Man.
They're not Spider-Man. That's why they're expensive, because they come from Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
imports,
that's so. Where a lot of the cost comes. I know that from Transformers, because like, because
you can't read the box.
Well, no,
good thing the instructions are pictures.
What kind of man are you looking at instructions?
Where do you put the chopstick?
Well, when you have like 100 parts cut off a
you
sprue,
you figure it out,
and you're building an action figure basically,
and then you paint them into.
That's when you just make your own thing.
Yeah,
and
do you
see
paint them
out.
First?
It's not Legos.
The process is multi-step. You cut and trim your pieces and sand them down to make sure everything's smooth.
Yeah.
You airbrush them, then you glue them.
Which you have an airbrush now, right?
You have like a little booth.
I don't have a booth. I haven't built my booth yet, but I do have.
But you're
going to
make our next jug shirts, because you're going to airbrush. It's going to be like
not that
vacation,
kinda,
you
not
know,
that
2017.
Some sweet tie-dye jug shirts or airbrush jug shirts.
See, I use water.
Get you one, man.
I use water-based paint.
Can
so
you get? Can I get a shirt
wash.
That says Matt and James?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I need to feel like
I do this now.
I need to feel like I went to Panama City after.
Exactly. I'm a super fan of mall kiosk airbrush shirts.
Do you know?
I can do license plates and mugs too.
Yeah, amazing.
For a little while, there was in town an actual retail shop of airbrush.
I remember that.
I saw them open. I was like, "And the countdown starts now."
We are not a vacation destination.
No.
Grand opening followed by the closing. So.
I don't really know if they even made it to the grand opening, but I bet like four people got some sweet shirts out of that.
That lasted about as long as the cigar shop downtown too, didn't it?
No, actually, that lasted longer, and that was just before its time.
If it opened now, I think it would be
now
fine.
With liquor, it would be good.
Oh, okay. But I walked in there once and I was like, what do you like, where's your good stuff? And they were like, oh, you're looking at it. And I was like, that's not good.
That is a Swiss or sweet, my
this
friend.
This is a cigarillo.
Are those black and mild?
I was like, I'm going to go down to Cigar Charlie's in West Point. Like, I'll see you.
Why do you guys
later.
Have some Marlboros in this humidor?
I don't know. Trying to keep them fresh, man. Yeah.
This is not pipe tobacco. This is a jar of dirt.
Actually, for my dad is actually a super fan of cigars. And what ends up happening to me, like I actually introduced my dad to cigars several years ago and it just stuck with him. I don't know why. Like I got a couple because occasionally I like to have one.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Just occasionally.
We have them at Lexington.
Yeah, right. Like once or twice a year, I'm good with like a really good cigar. And so it was around that time and I'd gotten a handful and was like, hey, Pop, have a couple of these. And he was like, well, I think I'll buy everything in this cigar magazine that I can find. And then it became like a gold member at the cigar store in Florence that he goes over there to. And so occasionally I'll just get like freezer bags full of cigars that
I think you passed some of those along to me once.
Multiple times. Yeah. I still have a butt
ton
of them.
You should seriously send them down to Charlie's down in West Point. He has an amazing humidor.
Okay, I will, because he could go down there when he goes to visit my sister.
I actually hate cigars. I just smoke them to look cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way, too. It's like,
they just,
I feel I'm big enough.
I get about half those big ones that James always makes me smoke.
I don't make you
he
smoke them.
He forces into your mouth.
I don't hold a gun to your head.
He holds a gun to my head, and I'm like, oh, God. And I get about halfway through it, and I'm like, my stomach hurts. I have a headache. But man, I looked awesome while I was smoking that cigar.
As long as you don't just like projectile vomit all over the kitchen, you're probably good.
I want to go back down to that one in Florence because they have that green pipe.
A fountain of sadness. Pinwheel of sadness.
Oh,
pinwheel of disaster.
Logan got a pipe and then promptly did nothing
with
it.
Yeah, I remember that. You did.
I smoked it once in Nashville.
Yeah. Wait, so are
was
we
it like a Sherlock
now? Is that what this is?
I have a pipe.
No.
That's the one I used in the play.
How did we get
the
on
Sherlock?
Yeah,
okay, how did we get on smoking
cigars?
Cigar. His dad is.
But you didn't like you didn't stick with you.
No, I woke up in the middle of the night with like a severe case of dry mouth and just it didn't do it for me. So
you got it's got to grow on you, son.
I'm not going to smoke it every day. I don't want to.
Well, how are you going to solve any mysteries or have hijinks unless you do that?
Yeah,
I get a bubble pipe.
Don't you want to be Gandalf?
I don't know why just you didn't just do bubbles. That in the first place.
I'm going to whip that out at Lexington while you guys are smoking your cigars.
Bubble pipe is like...
You have to do that as Mr. Horse. I don't know why we didn't make you do that the first time. I just want you to know that I'm a super fan of the Mr. Horse video.
That is a really good video.
Horsing around.
What's a Mr. Horse video?
Have you not seen Horsing Around?
Oh, we'll show it to you after the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't like...
It's probably one of the best Logan moments ever.
I don't have it... Like, I have it saved on my phone, so I don't pad our stats on it, but I watch it once a day. At least once a day. People get that way, super fanish about cigars. Like, my dad is in all these Facebook groups where, like, they trade them and all kinds of crazy stuff.
When I was in college,
James is a total snob about it.
Living with a guy who had Opus X's.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know what that is. They're really high end.
Yeah, they're high end.
So he had four of them, and he was saving them till he graduated. And I was lucky enough to be on the back porch when he was handing them out. And he goes, "I just graduated," and he handed me one. I was like, "Oh my God, we're gonna actually smoke these?" And he was like, "Yep." Oh, it was glorious.
Fire it up.
Well, it was glorious.
At the same place that Logan got his pipe, we also ran into this fella that was running.
At that time, they were $60 a cigar.
Wow. This fella that was running the cigar store was like, kind of want a cigar. I don't really know what I want. And he was like, let me ask you a couple questions.
He was like, how do you like your coffee?
Black. Okay.
What kind of whiskey do you like?
What size shoe did you wear in the fourth grade?
What's your favorite Disney princess?
I've got the perfect cigar for you. And then it was.
Yeah. What's your favorite Disney princess? Yeah.
Well, what is it? Who's your super fan princess?
Oh, my super fan princess? Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
I was going to say Ariel.
Under the sea.
Did we just sing that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Not Jasmine? God, Princess Jasmine.
No, I'm an Ariel guy.
Jasmine.
Jasmine was hot.
Yeah, but Ariel's that redheaded fish.
I saw today they're
doing that fish tail, man.
Ariel has crabs, man. Come on. I mean, come on.
Is that the first time that joke's ever been made?
Yeah, probably.
No.
I hope so. Man, that'd feel great if it was. No. It so are you going to say they're going to do the live-action Lion King?
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Favreau fast-tracking.
As long as Favreau's doing it, I'm good.
Favreau's got it. He's got the lead on it.
I was a super fan.
As long as Robert Downey Jr. plays Simba's dad.
Mufasa. If they don't get James Earl Jones.
Get James Earl Jones back.
Yeah. And they should get
Matthew Broderick. He was Simba. He was old Simba.
I was thinking about JTT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
He's got a man voice now. He's not a little kid.
Yeah, but he could do older Simba, and it would be awesome.
No, just get Matthew Broderick to come back and do Simba again.
I thought
it's going to be mostly CG anyway.
It's going to be all CG.
They say live action, but there's
it's
no,
gonna be
there
like
no
Jungle
humans
Book.
In
they're
that
not
going to
use real lions. Yeah,
it's
there's
gonna
no
be
humans in that movie.
It's going to be like Jungle Book.
Yeah, but there was a human in Jungle Book.
Yeah, they're going to do it just like Jungle Book, but there won't be the human anymore because there's no humans.
So it's going to be all CG. So how can you call it live action?
They should get Rafiki to be a real monkey.
Rafiki's too important.
Yeah, it's probably right.
They could have put Harambe in it.
You can't put that kind of trust on a baboon.
Oh, my God.
I'm a super fan of Harambe.
Yeah, no, I was about to say.
I love that song you wrote.
He's not a baboon.
I am kind of a super fan of memes.
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 Do you believe in meme magic?
Memes.
Old meme magic.
I showed Matt the Savage Department Randy speaking the other night at practice because that was that's one of the best ones I've seen in a while.
You got no reaction out of the group.
None. You guys are lame.
No. I looked at it and I was like, meh.
But you didn't read it as Randy Savage, though, did you?
No, you should have said something savage before you sent it.
Yeah. No, it stands for itself.
Well, what was the one that I sent you? If you have three nukes, what do you do?
Yeah.
That's
like,
savage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can't say that on
no,
the podcast.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, that was...
I just saw that one online. I was like, ooh, the group would like this.
Please don't Google that. What else are you like a real super fan of? Because I know, Logan, like you like the Gundams and stuff like that, but is that like... Because when I think of a super fan, I think of like, I like this almost more than anybody else I know. That's what I consider to be a super fan. What are you a super fan of?
Card games.
I was about to say, in obscure card games, too, right?
I think card games in general is my super fan thing. I play and know of just pretty much every card game there is, both Japanese, English, whatever.
Yeah, because like you started with Force of Will before anybody, before I even knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
And then you stopped playing.
I keep up with the forefront of card games, basically.
Is there a subreddit?
Yeah, there's a whole card game
subreddit. How's your Final Fantasy coming?
Final Fantasy TCG will be released on October 28th.
Oh, it's not out yet? I thought it was out already.
Not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. English release October 28th.
Well, you played Force of Will in Japanese, right?
He played Final Fantasy in Japanese.
Yeah, I played Final Fantasy in Japanese, but I did not play any Force of Will in Japanese. That's one I did not.
Okay.
I just found it on a total whim. So.
On a total whim, yeah. So card games?
Card games,
board
Gundams,
games, stuff like that.
Anime, board games.
But what about anime? Because like, if you think about the entirety of the world, it's not really...
Tell us about your anime.
I mean...
Like some of my favorite anime?
Is it tentacle-based or...
No, I tend to like just...
Is it Venus Wars?
Yeah.
It's not.
What did you say?
Venus Wars. Oh, okay. Anus Wars.
It's an 80s anime movie. No. That no one believes is real, and I have to show people on Wikipedia. I'm like, it's a real movie.
And Logan has four copies of it.
There is a really awesome, like, older anime series called Space Adventure Cobra that's basically the plot of Total Recall, where a guy remembers he's, like, this awesome smuggler and, like, goes on the run from galactic criminals that he's in debt to and all kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
He has a gun for an arm. It's really
Mega Man?
I was about to say, so he's Mega Man.
It's really cool. It's an interesting
series. I'm not going to watch it, but it sounds interesting.
Well, that actually sounds like something that I would be interested in. Most anime, it doesn't do anything for me.
It's done in the same era as like Transformers and stuff, so it's in that style, too. So,
go on.
But gaudy music and like over-the-top situations.
Does it have Stan Bush? Is he featured in it?
No, unfortunately not. But
speaking of Gen 1 Transformers, that's the new free PlayStation game.
I know.
Yeah, Devastation. Yeah.
My God. PS Gold. Just like they knocked it out of the park.
Resident Evil.
What? Or Plus. It's not gold.
Yeah. Games with gold is Xbox.
Yeah.
Sir.
I don't turn that one on. So it's Resident Evil and
Devastation.
That actually came up on my timeline on my time hop this week because, like, one day this week was the day that I found that game at Target, like, 3 weeks before it came out
that's
anywhere.
Right. Yeah, you got it early.
I'm still telling you, you should have bought it and I should have done an early review.
Or I could have just been like, boink in the pants.
Boinked it.
It's the same.
Boinked it right out of there.
Yeah.
Same Platinum. Company that did Bayonetta and
Platinum.
Yeah.
Solid action.
The guys
game.
That ruined Metal Gear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never actually could bring myself to play.
I think that was Kojima.
Rising.
Well,
oh, did they make Rising?
Yeah.
Rising wasn't a bad game. Like, it was a good action game, but.
It's just, it wasn't a stealth
game.
It
shouldn't have been a Metal Gear game.
It was bad. You was fight bad? A senator at the end of it.
Hey, senators are bad, man.
Nanomachine senator.
Well,
sounds interesting.
But see, like, I also think you're probably a super fan of PC gaming as well, because you play more PC games than anybody I know.
Just video games in general, I'm a huge fan of.
You can't claim all video games. We all play video games.
No, but like specifically PC games, he'll be like, I'm playing this one game. Da, 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 da.
I would be entitled to Ian.
Him and Ian.
Ian is like, way more on the cutting edge of that than I am.
I wouldn't say on the cutting edge. I wouldn't say on the cutting edge, because he always picks things that end up being horrible.
He did tell me about this interesting like role playing game he's doing right
now. That's the weird cops and robbers.
The mod for Arma.
I had an idea for it, but he's like, no, I don't want to get killed by these guys.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, we're gonna do some cool Ocean's 11 stuff.
I sent Logan a text message earlier. What the crap is he talking about? Because he's just sending these quotes from the game, and he was like, oh, it's a game. I was like, thought that Ian was on some like really.
It's his mono medicine.
His mono meds kicked in early.
It's like, I'm not sure if they give you Vicodin for mono, but I think he's eating it all. But yeah, I'd probably say he's probably a PC gamer because he's a super fan because like he ends up playing like the most obscure crap on PC.
Yeah, he was also like the one early access
that told us to get on No Man's Sky, which luckily only Logan did. So
I was probably going to get it anyway, but then it turned out to be terrible. So
I bought that game too.
We avoided that, James.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to wait till it goes down in price because I don't know what this is about.
We may get to be part of a lawsuit, though, now that they're being investigated. So.
That's what I'm hoping.
Congratulations, you'll get $14 in 5 years.
It, yeah, I bought it
if
digitally,
I get a refund
so
for my game, like if that's just... You
what
know,
you get out
I'll,
of it.
Yeah, I'll just wait for it to be the free game on PlayStation Plus. That's what's
going to
happen.
It never will be. They're going to game
they're,
so deep.
They're going to. I assume that you won't be able to buy that game very soon.
It'll be Batman.
Ooh,
like PC version of Arkham Knight.
Or it'll be like PT, which
just
I still have.
Man. You know,
I've still got PT.
They just disappeared Arkham Knight from PC.
No, you can still get it at the Walmart in Columbus, Mississippi. It's still on the shelf.
That's because it's the Walmart in Columbus, Mississippi.
That's true.
On a disc, you can get it.
Well, they must have forgotten to send those back. No, they didn't. I'm betting they were supposed to send those bad boys back. You should probably go buy one of those.
I still never played that on console. I heard it was a good game.
It was really good.
It wasn't bad.
The story was great.
It was way better than the previous game. It didn't have any game-breaking bugs.
Origins was bad.
Yeah. It was almost bad.
Was that Rocksteady or was that
a... No,
that
was different.
Okay.
I 100%ed Arkham Knight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got in that little competition with Tater.
With Dylan, yeah.
It wasn't a competition. I just systematically
did make it a competition. Because I remember the text message.
He's a super fan of making Dylan look like crap, I guess. Yeah.
You could send him a photo of you with hair now and be like, hey, Dylan, I got some of this and you don't.
Who's got the higher
hair
score?
Hey, he looks good without hair.
He does look good without hair.
Like, it works for him.
He's commanding looking. He should just...
He really is. He should,
I'm Walter White.
He should keep it.
He should.
He seriously should keep it. Dylan, I know you're listening in 3 weeks. You should keep it.
He should shave all of the hairs on his face so he actually looks like a potato. So he's the real life Tater.
He's Tater Stallion.
Just for one photo op where he puts a salad bowl on his head and he's Tater Salad.
No.
No.
Pun hands. Oh.
And you're a super fan of puns, but
mute
we hate those.
Yep. Mute him.
Matt, what about you? What are you a super fan of?
Oh, God.
It's music, I assume.
It's music.
I've been super fan of a few bands over the years. Some that I'm embarrassed to say.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Britney Spears.
I love Britney Spears. That one I'm not ashamed of. I love Britney.
Yeah. She gets better with age somehow.
She does get better with age.
It's like a fine wine.
She had her decline and then she came back. Why are you showing me a horse?
Moron. That's him.
After.
So she had that period where, like, she shaved her head, she assaulted someone with an umbrella, and then she was like, she went
and
little
then she
nuts.
Came back.
And she came back. She's Britney.
She did a couple episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, did she really? I didn't know
that. Yep.
She was the secretary. It was Ted's fiance's secretary.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I have not ever watched one episode of that
show. Oh, it's so good. Like, I watch it once a year.
It's not so good.
It's not. Okay, the last season really did kind of kill it.
And the middle kind of slows down really hard.
No, it's so good.
And the beginning
was... It's better than Friends.
The beginning? No.
It is Friends.
It is
It's Friends in a bar.
It's Friends
in
a bar instead of a coffee shop.
And it's better.
It's
better. Friends. Anyway,
I did find Friends way
more
engaging.
I do watch The Office at least once a year,
which is nothing like the other two shows we were just making.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, like, those are two shows that I watch.
Yeah,
like regularly.
I think Friends is going to become my yearly show.
That's a lot to watch, though.
It's so much good, to get through. It's like, what, 13 seasons?
We're doing 30 Rock right now. That's a great one to go back and watch.
It's only
because I guarantee you didn't catch every joke in every episode.
Yeah.
No.
So when you go back and watch it, you're like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until, I guess it was after the second season of Kimmy Schmidt, that Titus Burgess had like a recurring role for a couple seasons on 30 Rock. DeFuan.
Really?
He's DeFuan. Yeah. Tracy Jordan's wife's little assistant guy. And that essentially Tina Fey met him and then wrote the role for him, and he lucked up and auditioned. She was like, that guy, I'm going to make a role for that guy. And then he was DeFuan. And now he's Titus.
Yeah. Kimmy Schmidt's funny.
It is incredible.
I still haven't finished like the first season. Like, I love what I watched, and I just never did.
It's
start
like
back
it's
up again.
Smart humor, like 30 Rock. It's
it
really
is
funny. It's really funny.
The only jokes I remember from 30 Rock are whenever Brian Williams showed up, like Nightly News Rocks, and he spikes the football.
Too bad he was lying about most of that.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing that we always refer is the Neil Armstrong.
Oh my God, you dumb moon! I walked on your face. Oh my God, do I love that episode where. Was it Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
But Buzz Aldrin ends up being her dad or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, guys.
That was a good show.
Wait, what are we talking about?
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Oh, was that on 30 Rock?
Yes. Okay. You haven't gotten there yet.
That's like Futurama. We go to sleep to it, and there's some of it that I've never seen.
Yes.
But I've seen a lot of it.
You're supposed to keep, like, go back to it. And
well, no, because that's the way 30 Rock works. You can just keep going with the story. Yeah.
You don't have to... Each episode is its own thing.
How good is Tracy Morgan in that show?
Oh, God. Everybody's good. Everybody's really good.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I like the show.
It's
I think it was
well
you.
Written.
Wait, was it you that told me to watch it?
Probably.
It brought back Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And I love Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody is good in that show. Every freaking person is good in that show.
Everybody.
And they could have done like two more seasons, but they were like, calling it.
Yeah.
How many
that's the way
did
you should
do.
Do.
They did like four or five.
Five, I I think maybe six.
Yeah, it wasn't six.
I think it may have been six.
I don't think it was. I'm looking right now.
We'll just look it up.
I really want to know because it's definitely... I've been thinking about watching 30 Rock again myself because I love it so much. I started to do it when Tracy Morgan was in that accident, but I was like...
Holy crap, it was seven.
They fought real hard for that seventh episode, that seventh season. And it was like, what, 10 episodes?
12.
12, okay. Yeah, it wasn't very
long. Yeah, they weren't... Oh yeah, they were.
So
like
we're obviously super fans of 30 Rock around here.
Yeah, well,
so we like 30 Rock.
Have you not ever watched 30 Rock, Logan?
I've seen episodes. I've never watched it.
I watched through it once.
I can see how that would not be a thing you enjoyed.
Okay, the second season was short, and the last season was short. Okay. That's why I thought it was only like four or five seasons. That makes sense.
I would enjoy it.
So I was right.
I do enjoy it when I watch it, but it's one of those shows that I can only take like two or three episodes at a time. I can't like.
Well, it's not very sitcom-y, and you do enjoy sitcoms.
I do. Yeah.
Well, why did you end up liking Friends?
Yeah.
We should probably do a whole Friends episode.
Because you're really young.
Yeah, I know, right?
To like, be a Friends fan.
My mom and sister watched it as it aired, and it ticked me off to no end, so I won't watch that show.
Well, I remember when it...
Because I would have to watch it, like, little bits
When did that
it.
Come on? When we were in, like...
Thursday nights when we were in high school and, like, middle school.
Middle school, right. Because, like, I remember the whole Ross-Rachel thing. I remember that being a big social thing.
Jennifer Aniston, what, like...
She got her haircut.
She did that haircut, and everybody did that haircut.
Yeah. The big thing then was how much they were making per episode.
A million per episode.
They always negotiate their price together, though, so they wouldn't feel like one person was more important than the other.
Well, Joey really lucked out, didn't he?
Yeah.
I listened to David Schwimmer's Nerdist, and it was...
I have that downloaded to listen to
really,
this week or next week.
It was really interesting to hear him talk about all the Friends stuff.
I love him, and I hate myself for not have already watching all of the OJ stuff on FX.
Oh, it was awesome.
The stuff that I saw of him was all, like, I watched the first two episodes, and I was like, man... Welcome back, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, luckily Becca and I DVR'd it because they pulled it off of the FX app.
It's on Comcast on demand.
Yeah, and so like they had pulled it off demand at one point. And I was like, well, we've got it all on DVR, so we like binged it in a day.
Yeah,
it was so good.
I love David Schwimmer though. Was that a good episode of The Nerdist?
Oh God, he got into he was talking about how basically it was overnight, like his life. Completely,
because he didn't really do anything before that.
He was in the Wonder Years.
He was like, nobody knew who I was one day, and then the next day, everybody knew who I was.
That would be weird.
He said it really bothered him how people treated him differently because of who he was, and because he was on Friends. And he was.
Did they treat him like Ross?
No, they were like he got like special treatment everywhere he went, and he just didn't like that.
He was getting
an incredible amount of attention, and it would just. You know, some people just can't
do it. Don't want
to
do it.
It was really overwhelming. And it's that stuff's always fascinating to me to hear
people having crises and you know
to hear people that you crises? You only crises. Know these people as characters in a TV show, but to hear them talk
as
about
Ross
how,
Geller, yeah,
you know, to hear David Schwimmer talk about you
paleontology
know, being in Friends wasn't just you know.
Man, that was back when NBC was on top of the world.
Yep.
Must see TV.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Thursdays?
Thursday nights was must-see TV.
Yeah. What did they call it?
Me and all my friends watched Friends.
Oh,
yeah. It was cool.
The Rembrandts was the first LP I ever bought on
this. Oh, yeah.
On
this. I love that song.
No one told you life was going to be this way.
That's how I knew what DOA meant.
Yeah.
That's when I learned what DOA meant.
Oh, man. Friends was good. I mean, we're not going to get into Friends. We're not
Seinfeld
cheesing.
Was good.
Yeah, I will say.
Cheers was good.
I will say that I am a super fan of Seinfeld.
Nah.
You just get the hell out. Because why do you not like Seinfeld?
It is incredibly hit or miss for me. There are episodes that I will stop and watch every time they're on, like the one where they get lost in the mall parking lot.
That's in like the first season.
Love that episode.
What about when Kramer painted over all the lines and so they had, ooh, look at these wide roads.
No.
And they just sat there and swerved.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Like, none of it is good for you, really?
It's things that I like. I'll hear the joke.
What about Shrinkage?
But see, it's a sitcom, though. I would think that you really would like that.
Its sense of humor
is not my
own.
See, I'm the same way. Seinfeld never stuck with me. Like, I got the jokes, but it just never stuck with me.
Well, see, I remember thinking, like, I watched it as it was on, It wasn't really until college that it I ended up watching the whole thing.
I was gonna say because they started releasing it on DVD when we were seniors.
Yeah, yeah.
They started doing that was the first box set my parents ever bought me was that season 1-2 box set.
Right, because that ended up coming out not long after the finale came out.
Right,
and I remember being so turned off to the show after the finale came out, but not long after that, the box set came out, and then TBS started running it in rerun, immediately. So you could always catch, you can catch two episodes of Seinfeld every flipping day if you have cable. You could eventually watch through the whole series.
And it's all on Hulu right now.
Yeah, exactly, which is weird. And Hulu,
that's awesome.
Hulu went to bat for it and won. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I love Seinfeld. And I like Jerry Seinfeld as a comedian. I like his style of comedy. I've not decided whether or not I'm going to pay to go see him yet.
Is he going back to the Orpheum?
Well, I mean, you can't ever tell when it's going to be his last tour, because he's just eventually going to be I'm done.
You know what he does when he's in Memphis? He calls our home office. He sets up a private screening of something that morning, and he will go in and watch a movie by himself. And one of the people that I work with has to go in early that day and prep everything and get it going for him. And he does pictures and stuff like that.
Do you get black and white cookies for him?
They did the thing with the popcorn and. I can't remember what it is.
Where you make popcorn?
Well, no, there's an episode where they were putting something in the popcorn. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
They did that, and he was like, ha, ha, ha. And he looked at the person that works with me and was like, do you want this? Because I don't. He's like, I don't. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't want this.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. What I have really enjoyed about him now is the Crackle show that he does, Comedians, Cars, Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
And they've been really, really good. And we got an actual Seinfeld reunion. And
so how do you watch that? I've always been...
Crackle?
Is it on YouTube?
No, Crackle is...
I thought it was on YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube.
They've got a website now, don't they?
Comedians of Cars Getting Coffee.
No, I'm talking about Crackle.
Yeah, it's Crackle.com.
Yeah, Crackle. Okay. You can watch it on their website. But they've got a Roku app. They have a PlayStation app.
I have the Crackle
you
downloaded.
You just have to watch the Crackle commercials.
Yeah.
When you do it. And that show is sort of heavily commercialed because of the sponsors for it.
Yeah, because people actually watch it. I remember Crackle had Joe Dirt 2. Yeah, that was
an exclusive.
Yeah,
a Crackle exclusive.
I heard that movie was awful.
It was bad, but I watched it.
We caught 2 or 3 minutes of it in the hotel last weekend because it was obviously David Spade, old David Spade with a mullet. I was like, oh God, this is Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirt 1 is a beautiful movie.
Oh, it's perfect.
Was. Yeah,
it's
a perfect movie. Joe Dirt 1.
Not Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirt 2 was
never
so
seen Joe Dirt.
Bad.
I saw
beautiful
5 minutes
loser.
Of it.
I watched the whole thing, and you know what? There was only 2 commercial breaks.
Life's a garden. Dig it.
I'm surprised you didn't run away from...
No, I forced myself to watch it.
Oh, Joe Dirt 2. So I
we do. No, we're Joe not Dirt super too. Fans of Joe Dirt.
No, 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 no. James,
not super fans.
James, what are you a super fan of?
I like movies.
Yeah, I was going to say movies.
I like Scorsese.
You only had your
man.
Whole own segment for a while. About movies.
Yeah, I used to have my own little segment about movies.
Yeah, Scorsese,
those were the days.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people who used to have a podcast about movies.
Yeah.
They were super fans of movies.
I heard was all right.
That 142, man, that was a good episode. It's probably their best one.
Damn. Mm. Speaking of karaoke.
Beat that guy.
Stay tuned for Jam of the Week.
Yeah, I really like movies. I've always liked movies. I like going to the movies. I like... Yeah,
is it the experience of going to the movies that you like?
No.
You just
really,
like the movies.
It's just the sitting down part.
It's the most comfortable chair you sit in all day.
Oh, God, I hate you so much.
You don't have any furniture at your house. It's just movie chairs, isn't it?
Oh, I wish. Dolphin chairs.
What's a dolphin chair?
It's the brand.
Oh.
You know a lot about movies.
I'm an
movie
uncultured
theaters.
Swine.
Yeah. So
they're a high quality chair.
Oh, okay.
What is your favorite movie? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
Oh my God, how do you freaking put a pin on the number one movie?
I can't do it either.
I can give you a top 10.
Give me a top 10.
Departed.
Yeah. Departed. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2.
I'm going to make you say that one.
Back to the Future.
We'll say Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No.
And I hate Westerns. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. I'm not knocking it. It's a good movie, but it's not on my top 10.
I can never tell.
No.
That is my kid's favorite Back to the Future movie.
The third one? Mine was always the second one growing up. Like, the second one.
You know
why?
The second movie is the first movie.
Yes. And you're right in the head. So, you know, I mean, if you like Back to the Future 2.
The second movie is the first movie. Yeah,
it should be, technically. And it is the best, but 3 is just... It's like Turtles in Time, the third Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. It's like, you're obligated to watch it.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
I went to the theater and saw it, and I was like, I'm too old to watch this, but I'm going to go watch it anyway. I've seen the first two.
Sort of like Back to the Future 3. It's like, the train's the time machine. Anyway.
I loved it.
I do like it.
There's
a certain
nostalgia
factor.
I'm a super fan, so...
That is true.
I like Scarface.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And I'm actually... kind of looking forward now to the new the remake.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, remake? they're doing the third time that Scarface is being made is happening pretty soon. Because you know Howard Hughes made the original Scarface.
Gilbert Gottfried is going to play Scarface.
No,
Howard Hughes.
Yeah,
he's okay. Crazy.
He produced the original. And it was about a Chicago mobster.
Mm-hmm. My dad had this theory that he was an alien.
That Howard Hughes was an alien?
Yeah. Then
he was a weird dude.
Yeah. Then you had the,
and he didn't have a birth certificate.
What is it? It's Del Palma, right? That did
the
Pacino.
That did Scarface.
Did Scarface.
Yeah.
Now you got Antoine Fuqua is doing.
Okay.
And
I might be on board with that.
It's going to be set, because each Scarface is set in a different, you know, in our own time frame or whatever, and focuses on that. The struggle of coming to America. And it's going to be set in California. It will be a Mexican drug cartel.
Will it be Mark Wahlberg?
So it's not going to be Miami?
No. Well, the original was in Chicago. The second one was in Miami because that's when the cocaine and all that stuff was happening.
That's
cocaine
in
the
80s.
Cocaine.
And so the next one, the one that Fuqua was doing, is going to be set in California with...
Man, they go to town on that guy in the bathroom.
With Mark Wahlberg.
If Mark Wahlberg could be the guy in the bathroom, I'd appreciate it. They tried to blow him up on an oil rig. Transformer tried to step on him. He's invincible, man.
He was in the movie Invincible.
I know.
I like Mark Wahlberg.
Do you really like Mark Wahlberg?
I do.
Speaking of the Departed.
I think we have a Transformer. What?
Transformer, guys. It's a Transformer.
I bought a Transformer.
What the hell's the matter with you? You don't know any Shakespeare?
Okay, Pain and Gain was a great movie.
Yeah, Pain and Gain was really good. Yeah. It's not in my top 10. I don't even know what number I'm on. I don't know.
What was the movie that...
I just like
I don't
movies.
Know movies.
Movies.
What about Shawshank? You like Shawshank?
Shawshank, yeah. It's one. It's not my top 10.
Green Mile. What about Green Mile?
I've enjoyed the Green Mile.
Forrest Gump. What's the best Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh.
Apollo 13.
Da Vinci Code.
Get out of here.
I mean, Da Vinci Code's not bad, but I mean...
But Sully's better than it, and I've not even seen it.
Sully is really good. Have you? I mean, you're a huge Tom Hanks fan.
I
have you watched Sully yet?
I have not.
I actually like Castaway a lot.
Castaway was one of my favorites.
Castaway and Apollo 13 are his best movies.
I saw them.
And Saving Private Ryan.
I've seen all those in theaters.
He doesn't even speak for the first 30 minutes of that movie, essentially. Castaway.
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
It's
the last hour that he doesn't speak.
That's true, yeah.
I crapped on The Revenant for just being about a guy crawling around and crying with no talking, but like I love Castaway. Like that.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
No, one has a bear and is acted horribly.
The other one has Wilson.
Don't even compare those two movies.
Did you just say that The Revenant was acted horribly?
I'd fight DiCaprio.
In a bear suit?
And I'd win.
Wow, really?
No, I'm
and I was the
it's
only
right.
one after you guys made me watch that movie. I was like, it was
awesome.
And you were like, it was the best movie ever.
I didn't say it was the best movie ever. I said it was really good.
I know, I'm exaggerating.
He
should have won for The Departed. That's why he won this one.
He should have won for Gilbert Grape. He should have won for all kinds of other things.
Titanic.
Titanic.
Gentlemen, it's been an honor doing this podcast right here.
No.
But The Revenant was boring and I fell asleep.
Fall asleep.
I really did fall asleep.
I looked over and I looked at Ian and I was like, Matt's asleep.
The bear's going to get him.
And TJ was sitting next to him like, I think Matt's asleep.
Yeah. I fell asleep during the third Matrix movie, too.
Oh. Well, that's understandable.
No, it was the second Matrix movie.
Also understandable.
Yeah. I want more Matrix movies.
Which one was the one where they had the Dave Matthews Band sex party?
No, that was the second one.
Oh, the cave rave?
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing that scene with, he wakes up in the morning.
We're partying from robots. Yeah, it was bad.
Okay. I hate that song.
Just them dancing to it.
We're going to cover that song. Me and James are in a band now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a super fan of our band.
We're going to cover Dave Matthews. Well,
no, we're not.
What was it?
Yes, we are.
What was that name I told you the other day? It was like, and that's the hipster version of your band. I said something about it.
Oh, I can't remember what it
I'm
was.
Gonna do
it was hilarious.
I'm going to look for it and be the hipster version of your band.
Fine.
So, which is the best Tom Hanks?
Apollo 13. Or that's Saving Private Ryan.
There's too
or
many
Castaway.
Yeah,
or Forrest Gump.
Or Philadelphia.
Or Money Pit.
Or Money Pit.
Look at me. Look at me.
Or Big.
Look at me.
What?
I am the captain now.
You are not Captain Phillips.
I am the captain
There's
now.
Too many good Tom Hanks movies.
I am the captain now.
Let's get that guy a cheeseburger and probably help him out a little bit.
Yeah, calm his nerves.
Yeah. What about
would you
so
like
you're
some
a super
cocaine?
Fan of Tom Hanks?
What about, I'm a big fan of Tom Hanks. Yes,
love Tom Hanks. What about a
great guy, Jerry? Great guy.
What about Catch Me If You Can?
I enjoy
Kyle
it.
Kyle and Ratty. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's both of them.
Yeah, it's got them both.
It's got them both. Great.
Neither one of them won for that, did
nope.
they?
Nope. And that was Spielberg.
With Christopher Walken, for the love of God.
Yep.
That was
what about a
cast.
What was the one where he lived in the airport?
Terminal.
The Terminal.
Terminal.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Douglas.
I was about to say, I thought Terminal was like a B movie horror movie.
No, it was Spielberg.
Terminal?
Yes, the Terminal was a Spielberg movie.
Well, no, the Terminal was, but I meant Terminal.
Terminal is like a cancer horror film.
Oh.
He's Terminal.
It's a confused Tom Hanks walking around an airport for 2 hours.
Speaking broken English, yeah.
Yes. Oh, and the 9/11 movie was
pretty
good.
You've Got Mail.
That was not the 9/11 movie, but You've Got Mail was also a good story.
You've Got Mail. You're talking about
Extremely Loud
story?
And Incredibly Close.
You're talking about Remember Me?
No.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was... He was only in flashbacks because he was...
But he was really good.
Spoiler alert, he was dead.
Because he was a victim of 9/11. Yeah. His kid,
Sandra Bullock, right, was the mom.
And the kid goes on a scavenger hunt to find
something that his dad had left behind.
Yeah.
Other spoiler alert: his mom set the whole thing up.
What movie are we talking about?
Extremely Loud
Forrest
and Incredibly
Gump.
Close.
That's a terrible name for anything.
It wasn't a good name, but
it made sense when you watched the movie. Yeah, okay. It was a really good movie.
Okay. Yeah. What about the Road movie?
Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition, yeah.
The Green
also
Mile.
A great movie. Yeah. It was like Paul Newman's last movie.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's what happens when you eat all that salad dressing. Mm. Diabetes.
Well, and you know, he didn't make any money off that salad dressing.
Because it's so bad? Or?
No. All the proceeds from any of the Newman's own stuff goes to his charity.
Paul Newman's wallet?
No, like...
the Donald J. Trump Foundation?
Newman's kids.
Newman's
what's wrong
kids?
With,
I don't know.
What's wrong with Newman's kids? They ate that salad dressing, didn't
salad
they?
Salad dressing.
He found them on the Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition was really good.
I used to have the movie poster of Road to Perdition. I wish I'd kept it. It was pretty
good.
It was
cool like really the hat in the rain.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm about to go home and watch that movie now.
Is there a bad Is there a bad Tom Hanks movie?
I'm sure there is.
Lady Killers. I'm kidding. Oh, that's a great movie.
That's a good one, too.
That's a great
Coen
movie.
The Coen Brothers.
I forgot about that. See, when he did that, I was like, now he's a Coen Brothers guy.
Yeah, that was it. He only did the one Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, they should bring him back.
Yep. Lady Killers
Angels
was really
and Demons.
Good.
That was not good.
That's Ron Howard for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at it in the lexicon,
I cannot believe,
of, you know,
I cannot believe
Robert Langdon,
they have made the third one.
They skipped the third one.
Oh, is this the fourth
they
one?
Went straight to the fourth
because
one.
The Lost Symbol is the exact same thing as the first two books.
Yeah.
The Inferno, it's a different story.
It's like a biological terror thriller.
And Langdon is part of the mystery.
Does he have the mullet again?
No, he doesn't have the mullet.
Thank God.
Yeah, he got rid of the mullet after the first one.
Stupid. Just stupid.
I'm actually looking forward to Inferno. I think it'll be all right.
I don't like the story of Inferno at all.
All right, fine.
I love Tom Hanks. So
I'm going to watch it because Tom Hanks.
I feel sort of the same way about Colin Hanks. Like anything he does, I just like immediately am like, I'm sold.
He did a season of Dexter.
I just love you and your whole damn family.
He did a season of Dexter. He also
was the best part of that season.
He was also one of the best parts of the first season of Fargo.
Oh yeah, he was in Fargo. Mm-hmm. He did a documentary, if I'm not mistaken, it was about the Tower Records, All Things Must Pass.
Yes. And
it was very well done.
That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he wrote and directed.
Yeah, and starred in That Thing You Do.
Can I just say something?
What? Yeah. This is the Tom Hanks fan show.
Yeah. This is a better podcast than I heard that was good.
We're just naming off Tom Hanks movie going, this is amazing!
Definitely better than episode 150 if I heard that was good. So
wait, what? I didn't get that one.
No one did. It's fine. It's fine. So, yeah.
From the vault, episode non-existent.
Episode not found. The
I love those guys. How are they?
We'll talk about
They're
it later.
They're not doing a podcast.
No, we'll talk about it later. So, Tom Hanks.
J.D. Shelnut, chief of police.
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut.
He sent me a Snapchat the other day that was this little ad in this magazine where this squirrel was Officer Nut dressed up in this little little sheriff's outfit, and it was, I support J.D. Shelnut for chief of police.
Oh, my God.
Of course, when he hears this, his daughter will be graduating from high school. So
that's true.
Anyway.
He's about 3 years behind.
You know, your daughter will be graduating from high school by the time you hear episode 150 if I heard that was good.
Oh, she'll probably buy... Savage Department Randy speaking.
That's when you use that.
Oh, yeah. Lou will probably be graduating college by the time we get that episode.
Not ever going to happen.
Her wedding present will be that episode.
What a good present that would
Mankind
be.
Mankind will be long dead and gone.
I think I would rather just
the way
not.
Things are going.
If it was, no. If it was, you have to listen to Christmas Shoes on repeat or that.
God.
Mr. Can I buy these shoes?
I've never heard of that song.
Please.
And now we know why James hates Christmas. So
Christmas Eve.
I've never heard of that song until I did this show.
And now it's always there.
And now
if you can tell us a bad Tom Hanks movie, not you, James.
I was going to say. Well,
anybody.
There. Because there's probably one.
Everybody's had one bad movie.
Did he do porn?
No. His very first movie
that
was
that guy from Christmas Story.
Okay.
His very first movie was a
flick.
It was like a made-for-TV movie that people were like, oh, it's horrible. And then if you go back and look at it, it's actually not that bad.
The Burbs. Who's in The Burbs?
Oh, The Burbs was great.
Oh,
Big.
My God. Big is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
Big is a fantastic movie. Tom Hanks has made a lot of really good movies.
Ghostbusters.
I'm a super fan of Tom Hanks, and I think everybody
what
should
What if Tom Hanks was in Ghostbusters?
I was just hoping that one would go by so the podcast would just have me saying Ghostbusters to a Tom Hanks
Mazes
movie.
And Monsters is one of his, it was like his third
Oh,
movie.
That's the D&D type movie.
Where they're talking about how D&D is evil.
And like a kid
kills
himself.
But he's so funny in it.
Can we just do a Tom Hanks podcast where we watch a
Tom
Hanks
movie?
Let's
start here. We got Splash, Bachelor Party.
Splash. I was thinking of Splash. I was thinking of Fish Called Wanda for some reason, but Splash. That's actually a pretty good movie.
The Man with One Red Shoe. I never saw that one. I'm sure
Mr.
it's good.
Can I buy this
Nothing
shoe
in common. That's good.
To match my other piece.
Money Pit. Dragnet.
Dan Aykroyd was in Dragnet.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch.
The Money Pit is one of my favorite
Joe
movies.
Joe versus the Volcano.
That is a good movie, too.
League of Their Own. He was uncredited in Radio Flyer. I forgot he was,
Yeah.
He was the honor version of Mike in Radio Flyer.
He did a lot of comedy in the 80s, mm-hmm. and then he got really serious.
I really want Tom Hanks' son to do a reboot of Turner and Hooch.
Oh, that would be amazing.
He would never do it.
I don't think he would do it at this point, though.
No.
No, what about his other son, Chet Hayes, who thinks he's a rapper?
Is he a bastard? Because it sounds like he is.
It's Chester Hanks. He changed his name to Chet Hayes, and he is a rapper.
We don't
LA.
Talk about him. That's the one bad thing Tom Hanks has done.
Any relation to Cleve Culkin?
No.
Cleve Culkin?
Go back and listen.
Do you not remember Cleve Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin.
The kid with the Pepsi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not his real name.
Yes, it is. Cleve Culkin.
That's the best name. I probably laughed the first time I heard that.
And he does the eyebrow thing that...
Please, someone go to Halloween as Cleve Culkin. Just carry a Pepsi.
Just piss yourself. And
can
then
we
go.
Can we get Macaulay Culkin to dress up as Cleve Culkin? Because he's got nothing else to do.
Oh man.
Yeah, I've just scrolled through all of his movies. I've not seen a bad one.
Good Cleavening.
He did an episode of. He did two episodes of 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah, I
it all
that.
Ties back. Tom Hanks was on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, some people might say Cloud Atlas was bad, but no. Screw you. Cloud
I didn't
Atlas
see that.
Awesome.
It's long, but it wasn't bad.
There's a longer version that I'd love to see.
Yeah, that's actually the version to see, from what I understand.
I still haven't seen that movie, and I really want to.
Did you read the book?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you should for sure see the movie.
Wait until they release the longer version. They're saying they're going to release it eventually.
Yeah, ooh. Super special edition.
Hmm.
And, you know, he's doing a lot of stuff now that's probably, like, not very Tom Hanks-esque, because he's doing a lot of work now. And I assume he's doing that so he doesn't have to work, like, in 10 years anymore. He can just go around being Tom Hanks.
Just Tom Hanks.
Because I can see Tom Hanks.
He just seems like the nicest guy.
Well, did you see where this past week he was, like, running in the park and he stops and takes pictures?
See, that's what I was going to say. I want him to, like, become, like, best friends with Bill Murray so they just show up places together.
Yes.
Well, it's like there have been stories of him, like, there's the girl who lost her wallet last year, and he found her from her student ID and made sure she got her wallet back and all kinds of stuff.
Well, and when he took pictures with that passed out guy at the restaurant,
there was a thing like a story a couple years ago when he did Larry Crown, which some people might say is a bad movie.
I thought that was all right.
It was a really good, like, it wasn't a great Tom Hanks movie, but it was not a bad Tom Hanks movie.
It wasn't a typical Tom Hanks movie.
It was different.
It was different.
But
Cleve Culkin.
He was out in town or something, and somebody was like, hey, I didn't like Larry Crown. I thought it was crap. And he said, you know what? I'll try to do better next time, and gave the guy $20 as a refund for the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, here's your money back. I will do better next
time. Depending on how he said that, that was either the most savage snark burn ever.
No, he did it politely.
I don't think Tom Hanks is snarky.
I don't think he could be savage. Like, he's Tom Hanks.
You should follow him on Twitter, too. He's interesting on Twitter.
I'm a super fan of Tom Hanks. There, did it.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's mine, too, because I love Tom Hanks a lot. And I like...
Hanking around.
Tom Hanks.
There's this guy at work who... that's where I got the question from. He just randomly asked me one day. He was like, what's the best Tom Hanks movie? I was like, oh, God.
You can't name it.
They're all good.
And I was like, Apollo 13. And then I was like, nah, Saving Private Ryan.
Forrest Gump.
But think about how Castaway. Different all of those movies are.
They're all just...
Incredibly different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that's our mission now. We have to do a marathon of all Tom Hanks movies.
I can watch
on a magnet board, decide the order.
Tomfoolery.
That's like Zach did a... Cage. It was. He called it Cage-a-thon.
He watched all Nick Cage movies.
He asked me. He goes, what are a bunch of Nick Cage movies? Because he was like, I haven't seen nearly enough Nick Cage movies.
National Treasure 1-7.
I started listing off movies. He's like, oh my God, how many are there? And I was like, well, these are just the bad ones. He's like, oh, that's what I want to stick with.
Yeah, don't watch the good ones because I love. There's like a couple of Nick Cage movies that I'm.
He
just
was in
near and
Snowden.
Dear.
And he was really good in Snowden.
Didn't our trivia episode have a Nick Cage? We had to name the movies, like name different Nick Cage
movies.
That was the very last episode. Yeah. It's like name Nick Cage movies back and forth till you can't name anymore. And we got it.
I think one of my favorite Nick Cage movies is probably Family Man, maybe.
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off too, yeah. And
Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
No, that's Robin Williams.
Not the Burning Man.
Not
the Burning
Wicker Man.
Wicker Man. Oh,
not the bees.
That's on Netflix now.
Not the bees. Director's cut or the original?
I don't know.
Both are bad. Yeah. I'll have to watch both of them.
Both of them are bad. But
yeah, couldn't do a Nick Cage. Which one's the worst?
I told him, call it Caged In. Don't call it
Ghost Rider 2 because you don't reboot a freaking movie with the same main actor.
Let's reboot this with the same cast.
They have brought Ghost Rider to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it's bad because they picked this weird scrawny guy to play him.
Yeah, I think they about done.
Mark Wahlberg should have been Ghost Rider.
Yep.
Oh, yo, you ready to atone for your sins, man?
I need a Wahlburger. I got you a Wahlburger.
And he slams the dude's head into a wall.
Made by Optimus Prime on this oil rig. When I caught a touchdown, is this guy?
I saw a trailer today for his next movie with the guy that did Lone Survivor and Deepwater Horizon called Patriots Day.
Not you.
Duck Goose.
It's about the
You're not
Boston Marathon bombing.
What? What?
But he's going to be like the cop that was there in the middle of it.
I'm the cop that's here in the middle of the Boston Marathon. I hope nothing bad happens.
If you had told me that Mark Wahlberg was going to play Yohar Tsarnaev, I would probably have believed you.
No, he's just a cop. What did you say? What did you say?
He said if he plays this, the guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You so sound like John Travolta. Sandy, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Nobody's a super fan of John Travolta.
We've got to plant this real quick and get out of here. Mark Wahlberg.
Optimus Prime, come pick us up. We got to roll out.
You're not
God,
a cop.
This boat.
Not a cop.
You're not a cop.
We're done with this. All right. So.
We're
Tom
fans.
Hanks.
This has become Hanks Cast.
Mark Wahlberg plays Tom Hanks in the new biopic.
Tweet this to Tom Hanks. I'll be like, hey, dude, we talked about you for like 30 minutes.
I would not be surprised if Tom Hanks played Mark Wahlberg in a Mark Wahlberg biopic.
That's what
about Tom Hanks?
About Tom Hanks playing Mark Wahlberg.
Tom Hanksception.
Can you see Tom Hanks as like Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Mark Wahlberg? That would be great.
Oh my gosh,
that would be amazing.
Maybe hate crimes on his record.
You have that tape in your car.
I do have that tape in my car.
Wait, yeah. You've got?
I have a Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch cassette tape in my vehicle at this moment.
Dude, you could get some bank for that. I'm sure.
I bought it for a quarter, so I'm pretty sure no.
Dude, you could
well,
get...
Well, they didn't know what they were selling.
You could get at least a quarter out of that.
I'll give you a nickel.
You could get 50 cents for that.
It's like five Weird Al tapes and Marky Mark and the Funky
Bunch. I'll let you borrow my glasses, and you can be like, it's totally the new vinyl. Oh, and you could probably...
I'm going to bring cassettes back.
Bring back 8-track.
As long as it's not a co-op.
Not a co-op.
Karate and ready. Doobie Carl Henry.
I want to send out my thanks to the Funky Bees.
The bees from Wicker Man? Or?
Yep.
Not the bees!
Not the bees!
Not the bees!
We need to spoof movies, sweet movies, just having us Mark Wahlberg in them.
That sounds like the
different
best idea
movies,
ever.
But starring Mark Wahlberg.
And then we can do it again with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
People can vote for their favorite versions.
Would you rather Tom Hanks this movie or Marky Mark this
Tom
movie?
Tom Hanks Wolverine or Marky Mark Wolverine?
Snicked.
This is the best idea ever. Logan, what's your jam of the week? What does it matter? VR.
Harambe. No.
Still?
Well, that's one rare Pepe we can't touch.
Oh,
not anymore.
Can't touch Pepe anymore.
No.
Poor Pepe.
Trump's been touching him too much.
I've got a new Japanese-style futon coming in to sleep on, and I'm excited. A floor futon. They're thicker. They have a different material inside of them. They're meant for sleeping on the floor.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Is it made out of people?
It's not made out of people. But you guys know I don't like beds. I like sleeping on the floor.
Does it have one of them like female lap pillows?
No. It does not have a body pillow. But it does fold up. And
you like sleeping on the floor like Tom Hanks at the end of Castaway.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could live through that because I'd have slept well.
Yeah.
You would lose Helen Hunt in the end.
Sleep on the floor.
Probably. Thanks. No, I will. Gladly.
Carl Hanratty should have sued FedEx for that.
Yeah. When we went to Mississippi Comic Con, I slept on the floor.
I wasn't there for that.
The first time.
I wasn't in the room? Was I?
No, the second night you were not there, he slept in the bed. The first night, he slept on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we went to Lexicon this year. He made Ian sleep in the floor.
No, Ian, like, super volunteered for it, and then the second night he complained about it, and I was like, take the bed, dang.
That's
it.
All that guy does is complain.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Did I mention how glad I am that he's not here tonight?
No, one more
he's
time.
He's not going to listen to this because he's not
your
on
jam?
It.
Yeah.
That's my jam, is Ian not being here.
That was your jam. James, what's your jam? No, Matt, what's your jam?
No, really, my jam is karaoke this Saturday at Smith.
Oh.
I'm bringing the house down.
Oh, snap.
You guys should...
Don't wear your pants. Just show up and see what happens.
Right. But most of all, I'm glad that Ian's not here.
You can just show What's up your and jam? Not wear pants? Oh,
Harambe.
No, it's not Harambe.
Ah!
We did a whole episode about Harambe.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
It was our 200th episode.
They wouldn't stop. They would not stop.
Their 100th episode. No, my jam is they announced today that there will be an off-Broadway show of the Golden Girls. No, about the Golden Girls, of the Golden Girls as puppets.
That's awesome.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes. Josh, what's your jam?
Probably that. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Blanche Devereaux.
I do declare.
Is Betty White going to play her puppet self? Because she should.
She's still kicking.
She's the only one that is.
Be brilliant.
She's immortal.
Yeah. I could probably be Dorothy.
I could have said like her.
Dorothy.
Listen here, pussycat.
Who was that?
What?
That was the mom.
That was Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Listen here, pussycat.
That was Mark Wahlberg as Estelle from the Golden
Girls. Oh, my God.
Thank you for being a friend.
Did you guys hear my voice crack right there?
Yeah, you hit puberty. It was amazing.
Wow.
You're turning into Marky Mark.
I'm 32
How does it feel to be a man?
Feels pretty good now.
Damn good.
I have no words. I'm afraid to talk because it'll sound terrible.
Yeah. What's my jam?
What's your jam, Josh?
We got Louisiana Comic Con coming up next weekend.
That's a cool jam, Josh.
It's a good jam. It's a good jam.
Jam, Josh.
Josh jams.
Josh jam.
Hand me the jam, Josh.
Thanks. Do it, Josh jams, but like Josh jams.
Pump up the jams.
Pump
Josh it up. Anyway, so we're going to get drive through.
Why are Josh is jumping?
We're going to get through. We're going to get drive.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch is pumping.
We're going to get.
Place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight.
Make my way. So we're going to get drive through.
Harambe.
We're gonna
Harambe. Harambe.
Don't you talk about Harambe. I love Harambe.
So we're going to get drive through daiquiris in Lafayette next weekend.
Yeah, that sounds
drive through alcohol.
It's delicious.
You're telling me.
It's deliciously dangerous.
Dangerous.
Everything is legal in Louisiana.
They're dangerously delicious. Man, I had a hard time getting that out.
What? Dangerously delicious. Oh, my God.
So we're going to go eat some Cajun food and hang out with Ernie Hudson, Seth Gilliam, the preacher from The Walking Dead, and somebody else.
Marky Mark.
Is Marky Mark going to be there?
Oh, Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah. He believes in ghosts. Or
he does.
He's seen a ghost.
Yeah, forgot about that.
We didn't get that recorded, and that makes me angry.
No, I think we have that somewhere, but I'm going to ask him about it when we talk to him. So.
Pretty awesome.
I'm going to see if I can get Seth Gilliam to tell me who Negan killed.
Well, you'll find out this weekend.
No, it's 2 weekends from after the con.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, this week is Westworld premiere.
I'll tell you who it was.
Thank freaking God. Oh, my God, I can't win.
I tell you who it was. It was Abraham.
Probably. I agree with that.
I don't know who that is. So
it was Abraham and Glenn or just Glenn
and it
or
was
just Abraham.
I think it's Abraham
in the library with a candlestick.
Yes.
Actually, it's Lucille, but it's fine.
Whatever. Was there a library?
No.
Lucille is an inanimate object.
I'm aware of what Lucille is.
But the library is animate.
Lucille's a baseball
bat. I wasn't talking to you.
Lucille.
God, I miss doing this with you.
But the library was like the library from Beauty and the Beast, so it was animate.
Lucille is B.B. King's guitar. Duh.
They should have got Marky Mark to play the Beast in the new live action.
They're going
to
get Marky Mark to play B.B. King in the live action B.B. King.
The live action.
They should
look
do
at
a remake.
Lucille is my guitar.
They should do a remake of Castaway with Mark Wahlberg.
I want them to do a Beatles biography and Marky Mark to play all four Beatles and to sing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
This volleyball keeps getting in my way. This stupid volleyball.
But he is the volleyball. He's Wilson.
He voices Wilson.
Have Tom Hanks and Marky Mark ever been in a movie together?
I don't think so.
And they never will.
Dang it.
All right, so what we need you to do is, over in Jugheads Incorporated, we need your submissions for our month of spookiness starting next week. Give us a spooky topic. We'll see if we want to talk about it. And you pick the topics for the month of October. Somebody besides Eric Lemon. And Eric Plunk and Melissa Hayes, please do that.
Please give us the topic of telling scary stories as Marky Mark.
Oh, my God.
We're not ever going to get to talk about him or Tom Hanks ever again.
Once there was this gorilla named Harambe, okay?
I'm muted.
Yeah, it's over. You made me immediately hit the button to make this get over with.
He's like, I'm ending it now.
It's the button that says end.
He started slinging this little kid around like a sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
Potatoes. You made a potato cake with him.
Potato chips.
You're the worst person that I know.
They shot that gorilla right in the face.
It was in the arm.
That was a little scar face.
Yeah. Potato chips. All right. Do this. Go to
Fly Pelican.
Facebook.com
/MarkyMark and the Funky Bunch.
Go there, make fun of them, and then go to JusticeGeeks.com and Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter and Instagram @JusticeGeeks, and our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Don't grope our group.
Please don't.
That's not legal.
That's Marky Mark Wahlberg's job.
Yeah.
Marky Mark and the Gropey Bunch.
Oh. Whoa. First of all.
Time out. That's why they're not doing that anymore.
That got handsy. Yeah.
That's none of your business, sir.
We love Marky Mark. We love Tom Hanks.
Both of them, yes. They should do a movie together, a buddy cop movie.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I would watch that.
If The Rock and Kevin Hart can do it.
I would watch that with
dear
great interest.
Whoever makes movies.
Can you stop?
Dear President of Hollywood.
Yes.
Dear Central Casting, can you please put these folks in a movie?
James, talk to some of your higher-ups. Yeah. Get this going.
It all comes out of Home Office, right?
Right.
Home Office. Can I call Home,
home
office?
I'm going to call Home Office. We're going to make it happen.
Maybe Seinfeld can do something
get
about it.
Get a hold of corporate.
Corporate.
Call corporate.
Hello, corporate.
I need to speak to the President of Hollywood right now. I have a great idea, Jerry.
Plus, the President of Movies, please.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie.
Mr. Movies. I do this small podcast, and
it's very tiny.
We'd like to make a film for $30 million.
We'd like to request this.
Will you give us $200 million to make the greatest comedy buddy cop comedy ever?
All we need is Tom Hanks and Mark Wahlberg
and a GoPro. We got it done, sir.
Yeah, that's what the $200 million
is
for.
Found
if you could get me in a room with them, just get me in a room with them for 5 minutes. They'll be on board.
It's a found footage podcast. It's a found footage movie buddy of Mark movie. Wahlberg and Tom Hanks pretending to be real cops.
Oh my God, I have this. This is the best movie ever.
Pat Pending!
Where they pull people over and
this
kill
them. This podcast will never get listened to because this is all gold and we need to use
it. I'm writing this in my head right now.
Pat Pending, it's ours. You can't take it.
Who do we have to settle for because we can't get them?
No found footage buddy cop movie.
Oh, no. We will have them.
Yeah, we'll get them.
Or it will never be made.
I think Tom Hanks would be behind the idea.
I will accept Harold Ramis and John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
But they're both dead.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, all right, first choice it is. There we go.
I will accept Harambe.
Wait, he's dead too.
Oh, no.
Not in our hearts.
I was going to vote for him in November.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots. Logan likes the weenie.